Yeah, good afternoon. I'm meteorologist Alan Archer with a look now at your Friday afternoon hurricane weather watch, marine weather forecast, and weather brought to you by your friends at Creepcell Solar Technology, leaders in off-grid solar electricity systems and Easy Pave hardware, taking care of all your household needs. Currently, our satellite loop is indicating partly cloudy to cloudy skies across much of the Caribbean and the tropical Atlantic now. We have a tropical wave located currently over the central Caribbean, which the forecast model suggests could develop into a tropical depression. During the course of the weekend, probably as early as maybe early Sunday morning south of Haiti. It will then track westward, maybe becoming a tropical storm by Monday in the western Caribbean, finally moves into Nicaragua and Central America Tuesday night, early Wednesday as a tropical storm. And then the forecast models tend to late next week and next weekend kind of meander it back out over the western Caribbean Sea. We'll keep you updated on that. Other tropical wave activity is going to be watched for movement from east to west across the Atlantic into the Caribbean, but nothing tropically organizing thereafter into the first week or two of November. Looking at our Doppler weather radar at the current time, though, active storms are located currently over the east central Caribbean. These are presently situated some 150-200 miles to the west of St. Vincent the Grenadines and west of St. Lucia. Weaker showers are now coming in on us from the east at around 15 to 20 miles an hour. All right, here's the forecast then. Partly cloudy skies. It is a 20% widely scattered shower possible through tomorrow with highs 87 Fahrenheit, 31 Celsius, lows 81 Fahrenheit, 27 Celsius. Sunday, partly sunny, a slight tick up to a 25 to 30% shower at 87 Fahrenheit, 31 Celsius. Now look now at our marine weather forecast. We have a small craft warning in effect through Sunday. The winds are east 20 to 25 knots. This afternoon, seas 2.5 to 3.5 meters north to northeast swells. For tonight through tomorrow, east 15 to 20 knots, 2 to 3 meters north to northeast swells. Becoming on Saturday night, northeast to east 15 to 20, 2 to 2.5 meters north to northeast swells. On Sunday, we're back up to east 20 to 25 knots, seas 2 to 2.5 meters. Finally reducing to a caution Sunday night, back down to 2 meters. And checking tides in the harbor here in Bridgetown for this afternoon, I've got a high 251, a low tonight at 916. At 3:33 and a low Saturday morning at 918. At the current time, our skies here at Grantley Adams are cloudy, relative humidity 88%. Our winds are east-southeast, 22 miles an hour. Our temperature reading now is 81 Fahrenheit, 27 Celsius. While at Rockley, our skies are cloudy, relative humidity 84%. The winds east-southeast, 21 miles an hour. It's 82 Fahrenheit, 28 Celsius. And at Friendship Plantation, skies are mostly cloudy. The winds are east 22 miles an hour. It's 81 Fahrenheit, 27 Celsius. I'm meteorologist Alan Archer. So for the rest of the day, we're expecting to see a lot of clouds, some scattered showers, ice, isolated thundershower possible here on the StarCom Network, and this weather brought to you by your friends at Creepcell Solar Technology, leaders in off-grid solar electricity systems and Easy Pave hardware, taking care of all your household needs.